Ladd McConkey finished as the number 35 receiver per game last year, and we think that's the buy signal, not the warning, because the down year wasn't decline, it was a calf, a biceps, a foot, and an ankle. The muffed 2026 preview. First, the honest 2025, 11-3 a game, WR35 on 66 catches and 789 yards, a clear step back from a strong rookie season. But the usage tells you he was still the alpha, a 21% target share, the team lead in catches, yards, and touchdowns, with 310 of his yards coming after the catch. He was the number one option playing hurt behind a Chargers line that allowed 60 sacks. The signature was a week 8 deep ball from Herbert against Minnesota, one of only 4 ceiling games in a season where the body never cooperated. The arc is 2 seasons, a rookie year of 82 catches, 1149 and 7 scores, WR17, and an injury-marred WR35 follow-up. The talent established itself early. The sophomore dip has a medical chart attached. What the data says, the rookie volume is the real profile, a 20% plus target share alpha, and volume repeats. The 2025 dip, per the reports, was a string of soft tissue injuries, not a role loss or a skill decline. So the question isn't which McConkey is real the way it is for a true regression case, it's does he stay healthy? Priced at WR16, the market is paying roughly his healthy rookie level, which means the bounce back isn't a stretch you're overpaying for, it's the baseline. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, he's the clear Chargers number one. Herbert is back from a hand injury that cost him almost nothing, and McConkey's a popular bounce back pick. The real risk isn't talent or role, it's the offensive line and his own durability. The 60 sack line is a genuine drag on the whole passing game. The price, pick 36.5, the 16th receiver. Verdict, Lee Ain, underpriced. The market is pricing the injury year as if it were decline. The rookie tape and the alpha usage say it wasn't. You're getting a proven number one receiver at his healthy baseline with the down year explained. The counter, the injuries were real and the Chargers protection is bad, so the bounce isn't guaranteed, but at WR16, the price already accounts for that. September watch, health first and always, then the target share, which should sit north of 20% if the body holds. Your guys every week, next previews queued.